On December 20th, federal judge Robert Shelby struck down the ban in Utah's constitution on same-sex unions. McMullen said she immediately started to consider the council's reaction to the news.
On Friday, we decided immediately how we were going to proceed, which is that if the county council had anything to say about it, which was unclear as to who was making the decision, if it was the county council, it was going to be that we were going to issue licenses. So what I had been doing on Friday is try to track down who makes this decision and reach out to that person. If it wasn't us, to reach out to that person to let them know that the county council would like them to issue licenses first thing Monday morning, if not open on Saturday. I would have liked them to open on Saturday.
She talked to the two council members that she thought might have some trouble with the new development.
And I certainly called Dave York and said, look, I understand that you don't agree with this, but I'm going to take the position as the chair that the county council is in strong support of issuing licenses. That's about as far as I went. I didn't get into the pros and cons of the argument from his perspective. I just acknowledged that he likely does not agree. And with Chris was in support of my position on behalf of the council. And again, I didn't get too deep into it, but I know that he's been quoted as being in support. So I'm happy for that.
Chris Robinson, a Democrat, but also a Mormon.
Right.
So
and I understand, I get that this is a tough issue for members of my council.
When County Clerk Kent Jones opened his office Monday morning to receive marriage license applications, he was aided at the counter by McMullen and council members Roger Armstrong and Kim Carson.
Well, I did three different things. I first handed a rose to every couple for the first 20 couples. I rang a bell every time a license was granted. I took the money and I gave receipts.
Very good.
And then I told them to all get pancakes when they were finished getting married by Dana, because we happened to be having a pancake breakfast at the county courthouse that day.
And I heard you shed tears about 25 different times that day.
I shed tears every time I saw a couple get married. It was so beautiful, touching, and amazing.
She said she was struck by the emotional reactions of the gay couples.
You know, there was so much stress and disbelief at first, right? First it's disbelief, then it's stress, like, are we going to get our license before a stay is put in place? Because that was the concern, because there was oral argument happening that morning. Then when that stress passed, then, okay, well, we could get licenses, yay. Then you would watch one couple after another listen to the vows and watch it just hit them, the momentous occasion that they were experiencing. And Phyllis Robinson and I couldn't stop crying.
McMullen said it's rare to see such a big event happen on a local level.
I have believed in equality, marriage equality, for years and years and years. And I think it was just so exciting to have something that you believe so deeply in occur. It's just not something you experience as a local politician ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so big.
Just before Christmas, the county clerk reported they had granted 34 same-sex marriage licenses.
You know, I don't know the number. I just wish it was more.
County Council Member Claudia McMullen. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.